Welcome to the Bible Mind Podcast, where we seek to be transformed by the renewing of our minds and to see everything in life from a biblical mindset. Hi everyone, Theophilus here. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I thought it was really cool because many of the stores were closed on Thursday. To me, that's important because I noticed before 2020 that Black Friday was continuing to creep into Thursday. And a lot of the focus was getting those great sales prices. So having the stores close on Thursday, I feel like that's a triumph. And hopefully it left more time for people to just hang out together and have a good time of fellowship. Today is going to be a little different. I'm going to keep this podcast episode very short because I'm not going to talk about anything per se, and I'm not going into the Bible study today. The reason I'm not going to be talking about anything else is because I wanted to give you an update on some exciting news that I have. I'm creating my own website. So this podcast has its own podcast website that's all about the podcast, and it's very limited in scope. But I am going to create my own website, and it's going to be a one-place stop for a lot of different things, for the podcast, for a blog, for resources. Actually, I'm really excited about the blog. As much as I like the podcast, I really like the idea of having a blog where I can write about anything that I want. Of course, always from a biblical mindset. That makes me happy. Another thing I want to do is have a section of helpful resources because I'm an autodidact. I don't ever really use that word. I just was trying to be weird and try to impress you guys, kind of, sort of. But in the context here, I was able to use it. An autodidact is a person who is self-taught. I've always been a lifelong learner, and I believe that people can learn things on their own. They don't always have to go to a school or have a degree. And even though I have a seminary degree, I feel like I've learned more about the Bible being self-taught. Not to say anything bad about my seminary experience or education, because it was great. But I just felt like God brought me deeper in those times that I was with Him. And He was revealing different things to me, and He was showing me how to go deeper into the Word. And those were really rich experiences for me. So I really believe in being self-taught. I believe in learning on your own. And so I've read a lot of books, I've watched a lot of documentaries, I've researched and investigated a lot of different things, and I would like a certain part of the website to be devoted to collecting those resources. I have that seed idea in my mind, it's just building it out. It's going to take a while. I want this website to be very practical and helpful. So there'll be other things other than the podcast. As I stepped into this, started praying, started thinking about it, started working at it, I see the website taking form, and I see different things that God wants me to do with it. So I'm really excited about that. Another thing I would like to do is have a section called Ask Theophilus. I mentioned this in a podcast a while back. I simply want a place where people can ask questions and find answers, because I feel like there is an answer to every problem from the Bible. I am so convinced of this that I challenge myself to put this on the website. I felt like God was kind of impressing that upon my heart that, yeah, put in that section. You know, people may have questions they want to ask. And I'm going to start saying it this way. I can only share out of what God reveals to me and what I know. But at the same time, I do have the mind of Christ, just like you have the mind of Christ. I want to hook into those questions that people are asking about God, the Bible, social issues from a biblical perspective, people are asking questions about a number of things. It's just a matter of entering into that dialogue, which I want to do. And something that I've said for a while now is that the Bible is relevant to our lives today. And I would just love it if people could have a sense of that, especially sincere believers who love God and want to get closer to Him, but for some reason, they have a disconnect with the Bible. I don't know where this is going to lead. I just follow whatever God tells me to do. And I feel like He is saying, yes, I want you to do this. But I do think that this is the start of something that could be potentially good just because of the way that I feel about it. Many things are important to me. I can be happy, even joyful about many things, but rarely do I get excited. So when I do get excited, it's a barometer showing me that something's going on. When I finally bought the domain name, which wasn't that big of a deal and it wasn't that expensive, but I looked at it and I'm like, God, I have a domain name. That's my domain name. Like, it was my baby, and it is my baby, and the website's my baby. I'm making a long-term commitment to it, and so I'm going to really work at it and build it out. If you think of me, please pray that it would continue to take form in the way that God wants and that it would generate traffic, because I'm not only learning about what it means to build a WordPress website, I'm also learning about SEO right now to whatever degree, but it's important because that's what helps you to be discovered on the internet. And the great thing about it is I don't really want to be discovered so that I could be popular or have more people subscribe or follow, although that would be nice, but it's just to get the word out. And I feel like if more people were to find this website, give it a chance, check it out, read some of the blogs, listen to some of the podcasts, then maybe it would really challenge them in their views of God, in their views of what the Bible actually has to say about things, in their own mindsets as either a believer or unbeliever. I want to really impact people in that particular way because I know that it's necessary. Even Christians can find themselves pressed into the mold of the world's way of thinking. And I want us to all break out of that and be set free. If you've been tracking with me, most likely I will transfer this podcast to a different podcast platform. But before that happens, hopefully the website will be up and running. It may not have all of its various parts, but at least you'll have the web address and you can just go to the website to find the podcast or anything else you need. And why am I switching? I really like where I'm at right now, but it has its limitations as far as time. This other podcast platform is unlimited for a really good price. I hope that this transition will go smoothly. If for some reason there are hiccups and you can't access the podcast, I just ask that you hang in there with me because the current RSS feed, which is its address, should redirect you to the new podcast platform. If for some reason that isn't working, then I would just try at a later time because it will do it eventually. And if you're listening through any podcast player, then it may not affect you at all. But this is my heads up that I'm giving you right now. So after this week, it could happen at any time. But most likely, it'll be sometime next month. The last thing I want to share with you all is about having faith and endurance, or the Bible would say patience. The Bible encourages us to persevere. Hebrews 6:12 states, "Do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises." Those two things seem to go together, faith and patience. There just seems to be all these delays along the path, and we think we're almost there, we almost have that promise, but then there's another delay. Or we think, by now, something should have happened, or by now, I should be in this place. I should have this by now, after everything that I have done. I've totally been there and I continue to go through it. In more than one area of my life, it's just very difficult to wait for things. And people don't realize the crucible waiting is. And I really believe that that's where God applies the cross to our lives. And he's waiting to see what we're going to do with that. If we're going to continue to persevere, if we're going to continue to trust him, despite delays, despite obstacles and hardships and lack of resources, sometimes lack of support. And often the hardest trial can be a lack of outward evidence that God is at work or that something is happening. And I just reflect back and I'm really thankful because I'm closing in on 40 podcast episodes. That's a lot. I know people have done hundreds, but for me, that's a lot. Each podcast episode represents a certain amount of time, energy, focus I've put into it. And I'm not saying all this just so that people can be extra supportive. I'm just trying to paint a realistic picture of what's going on here and what God asks us to do and how we are to obey, even though it may not seem as promising as we would like. And I'm not saying that I'm not hopeful about this, or I don't think that I have good things to share from God, because I truly believe I do. But, you know, when you take that extra step of faith and you invest more of yourself into something, you're going to make a greater and deeper commitment to something. You want to make sure that it pays off. But yet I have no assurance that it's going to pay off. All I have is God's voice. All I have is God encouraging me to keep going, keep on doing what you're doing. And that's what I hear him tell me. It's like you've just finished 10 miles and he's like, keep on going. You have 20 more miles to go. You can do this. I'm just like, God, please, in Jesus' name, let something happen soon. Please. I've been waiting for so long. And, you know, I don't know if it's going to happen soon. I don't know what's going to happen. All I know is I have to be faithful. I have to continue to persevere. And I'm being rather transparent here. I wouldn't say this is a gamble for me, but in some ways it is from an earthly perspective, because I'm going to be putting in more work doing this website along with the podcast than I was before. And I believe that work is not in vain if God is asking me to do it for whatever purposes he has, whatever reasons. And trust me, I'm grateful. And like I said, I'm excited. And so I believe and I'm praying that it's going to lead somewhere. I don't know where, but I've been also waiting a long time for my main ministry to manifest itself. I mean, I've done things along the way, right? I've had this long path with God, and he's already prepared good works for me to do. He's prepared good works for you. But I have yet to really step into my major ministry, the one thing that everything's leading up to. And that may not exist for me. I don't know. I may just be doing different things here and there. But I think that there's something somewhere at some point in time. And I'd like to leave you with this great little story from the movie Facing the Giants. It's by the Kendrick brothers. I totally recommend it if you haven't seen it yet. I would say that one of the themes of this movie is overcoming a sense of defeat and loss in your life and having the faith to continue on and to prepare. And so Grant, the main character of the movie, played by Alex Kendrick, at one point he talks to this man. He intercedes for the students at the school, praying over the lockers, and he's just a man of faith. And so they have this conversation, and this guy turns to the main character, Grant, and he says, I heard a story about two farmers who desperately needed rain. And both of them prayed for rain, but only one of them went out and prepared his fields to receive it. Which one do you think trusted God to send the rain? And of course, the answer was the one who prepared his fields for it. And so that question comes up, which one are you? Mr. Bridges, this man continues on. He says, God will send the rain when he's ready. You need to prepare your field to receive it. And that, in a nutshell, is why I am creating this website. I have yet to see the rain. I have yet to see the harvest. But I'm preparing my fields. And I encourage you to do the same in whatever area of your life God is calling you forth, challenging you. But you may not see a lot of promise there, and you're having to take it by faith. It's through faith and patience that we inherit our promises. Next week, I'll have another short update. If you resonate with what I'm saying, if this podcast has ministered to you in any way, then please pray, because I am at work and I believe God is creating something here. I do feel people's prayers, and I really believe that they've pushed me over the hump, so to speak, to get moving on this. And so I'm really grateful for anybody who has prayed for me. Thank you. Until next time, take care.